We don't know, of course, how God is going to do this resurrection. We do know that there is a one-to-one continuity between the body that died and the body that is risen. It is not that God will make a new body. It is that he will, in some sense, raise the old. The question in the details, certainly DNA with its expansive hundreds of thousands of volumes of information in the microscopic bit, could have a role in this. The concept of cloning has some interesting implications in terms of God's ability to construct a whole from a part. Of course, God, the fact that we're aware of such a possibility would never have limited God in the first place. He's aware of any number of possibilities we're not. How he's going to do it, we don't know. And really, I think we're marveling that somehow he's going to pull off this resurrection thing. And he's going to do it, and Christ's body and his resurrection body is the prototype. He's the first fruits from the dead. We shall see him. We'll be like him. We'll see him as he is. And as he was risen, so we will be risen, even though it's been thousands of years and somebody's molecules and DNA and everything else are now part of the ecosystem, and somehow God just pulls it all together. And for right now we're speculating, except the one thing we're not speculating on is that he will indeed do it, because he says that he will.